Do you know someone suffering from addiction? Call 866-547-6451 or visit us on the web at SoberMalibu.com today. Sober Recovery Center is the only Joint Commission accredited addiction treatment center in Malibu. At the Sober Recovery Center, we treat the underlying psychological disorders and the symptoms of addiction. We live by the creed that one size does not fit all. The bottom line is we provide treatment that works for you or your loved one. Call 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com for immediate help for any drug or alcohol problem. Our expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure your recovery experience is life-changing. The SRC program is the only affordable program to offer such a high quality of care with so many therapies from renowned therapists. Our therapists and doctors will assist you by providing the necessary tools to manage your life and address the issues that have plagued you. Counselors are ready to help you and your loved ones 24 hours a day. That's 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com today. Help is just a call away at 866-547-6451.
DeVall Treatment Centers, based in Southern California, provides innovative and cutting-edge treatment tailored specifically for teens aged 13 to 18 struggling with addiction and mental health issues. With two residential treatment centers in Topanga and Ojai and two partial hospitalization and outpatient facilities in Bel Air and Ojai, we provide the most effective level of care to meet our clients' unique needs. Our strength-based, solution-focused program empowers our clients to become the engine of their recovery. For more information, go to evolvetreatment.com or call 1-800-665-GROW.
Welcome to The Brighter Side of Recovery, sponsored by Sober Recovery Center. Finally, a radio show that not only tackles the brighter side of addiction, recovery, mental health, and anything in life that you are recovering from, but also a show with the answers for family, friends, and those who love an addict. Hosted by award-winning radio show host and motivational leader Kim Pagano, Sherry Gaba, a psychotherapist and certified recovery coach, and Jennifer Chastain, an advocate for the community. Tune in for The Brighter Side of Recovery on The Kim Pagano Show from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. They bring you the experts, authors, and professionals that speak to the issues that are important to you, the listener. Give them the questions, and they will bring you the solutions to whatever you are recovering from. And now, here's Ventura County's favorite radio show host, it's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome, everyone. I hope that you are having an amazing afternoon. I am so glad that you have tuned in to The Brighter Side of Recovery, The Kim Pagano Show. And, of course, this is sponsored by Sober Recovery Center. And Sherry Gaba, how are you?
Great. Always great to be back. It's been 2 weeks.
Very good.
So
yeah.
Happy to have you.
Jennifer, what's going on?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Love your nail polish.
I know. Isn't it pretty?
People out there, it's like a turquoise green blue.
There you go. All right. And Tom Spence, how's it going?
Everything's great over here, Kim.
All right. Well, I do want to remind everybody of our 6 to 8 shows in the morning. Those are The Brighter Side of Life and The Brighter Side talking from 8:05, where we talk about anything that really can add value to our lives. And, of course, today is our recovery show that is recovering from really anything that you're waking up to in life. It's not all about just drugs and alcohol. It's really about anything that we're going through. There's so many things that we don't know what, you know, the person that you're walking into a grocery store, you don't know what's going on in their life, what they're waking up to. And just, you know, it's about getting up and feeling our life and feeling it. And we've got a great show for you today. I do want to remind everybody to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And, of course, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. Also, all of our shows are on our website, kimpaganoshow.com. Also on, we have
our own smartphone. You can go to the podcast app and download the Kim Pagano Show and take us wherever you're going this summer.
There you go. Also, we want to thank you for making us favorite of last year and this year. And we're in another contest right now, VC Reporter. So go and take a moment just to vote for us and show that you like what we're doing here, and we really appreciate that. I do want to tell everybody about our show today. I'm so excited to have Linda Ferrardi join us now, and she is an addiction coach, a consulting astrologer. This is so fun. I'm so excited. And the founder of the Universal Mind. She's going to be telling us about, I mean, there's so many things. We're just going to start today, but you know, do you pick the right person? Do you keep picking the wrong person? You know, what kind of just a whole, like, your opinion and her opinion as an expert on astrology. So we're so excited to have her join the Kim Pagano Show team. Also, we're going to be talking with Dan Griffin, and he's the author of A Man's Way Through Relationship. Totally different than a woman's way, obviously, right? It's kind of like that we've had on our show before. Men are from Mars and women are from Venus. They have a whole different way of looking at things. And it's all about learning to love and be loved. And I'm really excited about our show.
This title makes me laugh because it says A Man's Way Through Relationships, and we're going to talk about it, which is exactly what they don't want to do.
You're asking. That is so true.
And we're talking about it. They're
exactly,
not talking
and
about
they're
it.
Not here.
But the truth is, relationships that are in people that are in recovery have unique, you know, they really do have some unique issues going through the recovery process, intimacy issues and things like that, that really affect them when they have abused alcohol or drugs. So it really is a fascinating subject.
There you go. Anyways, of course, on our show, we love to give back, and we have tons of different things that we give back on. And the phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And again, Tom, do you want to talk about all those great giveaways?
Yes, Kim, we have some restaurants here. Let's start off with Pete's Breakfast House. We also have a $25 gift card from Paul Martin's, $25 to Lure Fish House. Along with that, BJ's Restaurant gave us $25. Famous Dave's Barbecue, also $25. We continue with the $25 certificate at the Lazy Dog Cafe, Midtown Cafe, and $15, and a free kids meal at The Habit, which everybody agrees is the best burger around. August 5th, Westlake Village Twin presents Laugh Out Loud Comedy with Jason Love. We also have the huge party that is the Ventura County Fair. Tickets for that. It runs August 5th through the 16th. Wings Over Camarillo, the air show. Admission tickets August 22nd and 23rd is when we have Wings Over Camarillo. Then three big concerts at the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza. We have on August 7th, Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo. That's a great guitarist, and Pat Benatar, incredible singer. August 13th, Chris Isaac, and finally, a huge show, The Beach Boys, September 25th.
There you go. Wow, thanks
I love
so much,
Chris
Tom.
Isaac.
Yeah. Anyways, we've got some great stuff. Again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. That is where you can win all of our things that we have here. All you have to do is leave us your name and your number and what you want to win and what you like about our show. And of course, if you hear one of our guests that you want to find out more about, we'd love to share that with you. Also, I want to make sure that everybody gets our newsletter. We've got it going out to about 4,000 people now, and we're growing like leaps and bounds, and we want you to be a part of it. That's just another way of finding out all about the brighter side of recovery. And with that, let's start off with Laugh Out Loud, and that's over in Westlake, August 5th. We've got a pair of tickets for you. Give us a call right now at 805-419-0008, 0008. Our first guest, Linda Ferrardi. Linda, are you there?
I'm here. How are you, Kim? How are you, Sherry?
Hi. Great, Linda. Great to have you.
Yeah, we're so excited to find out about you and your journey and how you can help all of our listeners and really just to have you be a part of our show. And I want you to meet Jennifer, who's quiet for a moment.
That's
here,
right.
You know?
Oh, hi, Linda. How are you?
Yeah, what's that about?
I wanted to see if you knew I was here.
That's right.
Well, I think it's great that we're going to be bringing astrology to recovery because there's so many things that go beyond what we see. You know, there's so many things beyond psychology, astrology, our souls.
It's kind of like the behind the scenes. It's like finding out what's behind the scenes, and I love that. So, Linda, first tell us a little bit about yourself, who you are. Tell us about your journey and how you got really interested in astrology.
Well, I am an astrologer. I've been practicing astrology for about 20 years now, and I got involved in it kind of by accident, literally. I was involved in a car accident many years ago, and as a result, I developed a very, very rare neurological movement disorder, and my body was so twisted and so much in pain, and I could not function, and I had had some interest in astrology before that, you know, just reading your sun sign and, you know, just basic stuff. But I used the astrology to really understand myself at a much deeper level and why physically and emotionally I would develop something like that. Even though it was caused by trauma, I learned to find the astrology learned to find my movement disorder in the astrology, and that's what had me hooked.
And why the why the interest in recovery?
In addiction recovery?
Uh-huh.
Well, I worked in the recovery industry for many, many years. In fact, I first started my recovery experience on 9/11. And I just really like working with people who, you know, I mean, I don't want to insult anybody, but the lost souls. Because, I mean, I think we're all lost on some level. So I just really want to help people. I want to help them get deeper into self. I want to get them, you know, to just really help them, put them on the path. Because most people who are in recovery are very creative souls on some level.
And oh,
yeah. They're just really misunderstood. And it's being able to help them on a deeper spiritual level, you know, to move them forward.
Yeah, it sounds like you understand their soul's path a little bit more than the average person. I mean, mm-hmm. I've always said that addicts and alcoholics are very sensitive souls. And so mm-hmm. if you just take that energy and harness it towards something creative and whole, they can do anything. But unfortunately, their disease takes them often on the wrong road.
Down the wrong path. Right. Yeah. Linda, I want to ask you a question. So when you think of astrology, is that kind of like spirit? Are you very spiritual, or is it a totally different thing?
Well, I am very spiritual just in nature. You know, that's who I am. However, astrology isn't really necessarily a spiritual modality. You know, I think of astrology, it's really a metaphoric language that interprets the elements of fire, earth, air, and water. It's also a study of the planets and how those planets, you know, Pluto, Mercury, Venus, all of the planets, how they have an effect on planet Earth. And it is also said that, you know, the zodiac, you know, which is, you know, the Pisces, the Aries, you know, the signs of the zodiac, or what we refer to them as the archetypes, they're the backdrop of the universe. So astrology, in a lot of ways, has been defined as the soul of nature, you know. So if we think of that as being the, you know, the soul of nature, and going back to, I think that's what Sherry said, you know, it really gets deeper. It really gets deeper into who that individual is, and the things that we don't necessarily see. We can't see astrology. We see astronomy, but we don't see astrology.
That's so interesting. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Recovery. And we've got full house here. It's so fun to have everybody in the house. We're talking with, is it Linda Ferrati, right?
It's Ferrati.
Ferrati. Okay, I'm going to get that right. Ferrati.
Okay, it's a tough one.
Okay, and she is an astrology and an addictive behavior coach. And so you use the astrology to kind of figure out how to help people, correct?
Correct, yeah.
I love that. Now, is this true, like that there's days that, you know, you just don't feel like, I mean, like I'm a pretty outgoing, pretty happy-go-lucky person, but there's days that I wake up and I'm like, I'm just not feeling it. I don't know. And there's nothing that really happened. Is that something that is in the stars?
It can be, yeah, and I think about that a lot because, you know, one day, you know, you're just so high and so happy, you know, then you don't even want to go to bed because you feel so good. But then a lot of that really has to do with the moon and how, because the moon rules our emotions. Wow. And if the moon is in a good sign, you know, like Leo or something like that, that's fun and gregarious, then we probably tend to want to be more outgoing and, you know, happier. But if the moon is in a sign that's not compatible with your own natal chart, you know, on that particular day, and it could just be for a couple of hours, then, you know, you may not feel as happy or as happy-go-lucky or as motivated or, you know, whatever it may be. You just want to go lay around, you know, the pool all day. Hi, crawl back in bed.
Linda, this is Jennifer. I have a question. So knowing that I'm actually an Aquarius, January 24th is my birthday, can you take your astrological sign and know a few tick points, like, okay, as an Aquarian, these are things that I need to watch out for, involve myself in, that kind of thing?
Well, Aquarians, you can do that with any sign. And typically the Aquarius energy is, you know, they are very, I think of them as very intellectual and very intelligent.
Oh, that's me.
Yes.
Not.
Well, there's that sense of logic behind everything. But you also,
For sure.
That's true.
That's so true. Yes.
And you want to do everything in your way. And you want the
controlling.
No, not controlling, but you want the freedom. You want the freedom to do
what
you want.
That's so true, because I do not care what anyone else does, but I cannot have someone telling me what to do. Like, I'm not going to tell anyone else what to do.
Yeah, and you know, by the way, addicts and alcoholics, that's one of the characteristics, is they don't like higher authority. They don't like people telling them what to do. It's kind of an interesting thing.
Uh-huh.
Not that you're
not. No, exactly.
And if you were, that's okay, too, since we're doing a recovery show.
Exactly.
Right, and that's not necessarily an Aquarian trait where they don't like authority. They just dance to their own drum. You know, they're just unique in their own special way. So it's the Aries that don't like authority. They don't want anybody controlling them.
What is one of your most interesting stories working with someone in recovery? What have you, unearthed in terms of their astrological sign?
Wow, that's a deep question. I don't know. You know, interesting, just recently I was working with a client with his coach who has known him for like 30 years. They go back a million years. And then just looking at his chart, I asked him if he, you know, what kind of, you know, issues that he was having regarding sexual stuff, you know, and how that led to his sexual addiction. And his coach looked at him and goes, I didn't know any of that stuff about you. And I just looked at his chart just for a split second, and I knew it.
Wow.
So you didn't know
that he had a sex addiction?
No, but I looked at it in the chart, and I really was able to help him understand where that may have come from and help work with him on that level.
Oh, that's fascinating.
Yeah.
So I would say, so you got that from just the stars for your knowledge of astrology, or from an intuition?
Astrology. Yeah.
Really? Wow.
So,
okay. So we're all talking about our birthdays. Is that really what you have to look at, your birthdays, or is it the rising and the falling? You know, how do you actually, read
like astrology? The time? You need the time and the day of the birth.
Right. What I do is I take the person's birthday, and then the time they were born and where they were born, like if they were born in Los Angeles, California. But that time is really most important because it allows me to define where in what we call houses or areas of life that each one of the planets fall in the chart. And that really defines who the individual is on a deeper level. So it's a combination of all of that, because really astrology is just where the planets were at that particular moment in time. That event happened or that person was born, and my job as the astrologer is to read that sky map.
So one of the things we learn, in recovery is to live one day at a time, be in the present. And so does this conflict with the fact that astrology is also predicting the future? Like, do we really want to know the future necessarily?
Well, I don't usually do a lot of predictive work in my astrology. I mean, it can be used as a predictive tool, but I really use astrology as a personality assessment tool.
Okay.
And, to really understand the person at a deeper level. I mean, people ask me, well, what's going to happen next year, kind of thing. I'm like, well, these are the areas of your life that might be highlighted, but I don't necessarily know what's going to happen in your life 100% because you have free will to make the decisions that you are going to make in your
right.
life. I can just tell you areas of the life that are, going to be highlighted, or maybe you're going to run into some stressful situations with a partner or whatever. But
so you could actually tell all that.
Just with our birthday sign.
Just with our birthday signs. Wow, I would love to open up the phone lines and and get some of our callers. You know what, Linda, will you stay on with us? I know we need to take a really quick break, but I want to talk to you more. I'm so excited to have you be a part of our team and to learn more about all what you do.
Sure.
Okay. Okay, great. We're going to take a really quick break. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Recovery. And, you know, we always want to give away something. How about some Ventura Fair, Country Fair tickets? We've got tickets for you right now, and that is coming up August 5th through the 16th. And I'm telling you, you're not going to miss it. They've got some amazing concerts, and it's just a great family fun. And give us a call right now at 805-419-0008. Do you want to show?
Yes, I do. I want to remind everybody that if you have a child 13 to 18 years old struggling with addiction and mental health issues, that you should definitely contact Evolve Treatment Centers. They can help you and your family get back on track and make the necessary changes you need. Definitely do this before they're 18, because you have control over whether or not they attend now. You do not once they are 18. So call our friends over at Evolve Treatment. They will help you and your family out. You can visit their website at evolvetreatment.com or call 800-665-GROW, G-R-O-W. And Evolve Treatment specializes in teens 13 to 18 years old.
There you go. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's gonna do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's gonna change your life. She's gonna change the life of your hair, and she's gonna end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic dentistry. Holistic dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park. Schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Recovery, sponsored by SOBA. And you want to do a little shout out to SOBA?
I would be happy to. So the staff at SOBA Recovery Center is fully devoted to ridding one of, from really addiction, substance abuse, drugs, or alcohol dependency, and relapse. Their expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure that their recovery experience is life-changing. And, you know, what they're really known for is their long-term recovery, being able to stay there a long time, because really the longer you're in recovery, the better chances you are of not having a relapse.
And you want to give out their phone number?
Absolutely. Thank you, Kim. 866-435-0504, 866-435-0504.
There you go. And again, if you are just tuning in with us right now, I do want to remind you of our morning shows, 6 to 8. We're here with two completely different shows and completely different guests, and it's all about the brighter side of life. And of course, you've tuned in right now to the Brighter Side of Recovery, and we want to make sure that you all have our phone number out there, 805-419-0008. 800-841-9008. If you know anybody that, you know, is in need of something, or a family, or maybe you are the family, you know, or you are the person that needs to be in recovery, let us help you. Let us get you, you know, to the right place and the right people.
That's and use this as a resource and call the number. I don't know what number they can call, Kim.
805-419-0008.
And ask questions.
There you go. Exactly. All right. Our guest right now is Linda. And is it Ferrari? Say it again. I'm going to like.
Furiotti.
Thank you. Furiotti. Yeah. I don't know why, but now it's going to stick in my brain. Anyways, Linda Furiotti. She is actually, we're so excited to have her be a part of our team. And what we're going to be doing is not only talking about astrology and recovery, but in astrology in your life, period. I mean, there's like numbers and there's signs that why we maybe pick the same person with a different face, why we, you know, why one of our children reacts differently than our other children's. I mean, Tom and I were just talking, is like, is there a behavior or a personality or a sign that is, you know, definitely going to be the least, I get at least out to be in addiction.
Well, is that a question?
We were just saying, like, is there some sort of sign, or is there an astrological sign or a behavior that you see across the board in working with addicts and alcoholics?
Or that is the least amount, you know, that...
Okay, this is scary because people are going to start waiting to have their children. They're going to be like, no, not this.
That's true.
Right. Well, you know, any sign can become addicted, but typically in astrology, the sign of Pisces is associated with addiction. Yeah, I know, Sherry. Sorry. But that makes you a good counselor as well, because, you know, you can get inside the mind of the Pisces. Pisces is ruled by the planet Neptune, and it's really Neptune that rules, the drugs and alcohol addiction. But it depends on the individual, whereas, you know, the Pisces individual, you know, they tend to be quiet, they tend to be more spiritual, they tend to be a lot more introspective, they tend to be a loner. So those
Very
are the types
true.
Of people, so those are the types of people that will, you know, hide away from other people, allowing themselves to get caught up in the addictive behavior. Or a Leo might have addictive behavior, but they're the ones out there partying with everybody. They're the ones out there in bars. They're the ones, they're the ones out having fun.
That is very interesting.
So it just depends on the personality and, you know, so.
And we know isolation, you know, can lead to addiction, anybody that's always isolating. So
exactly.
it's being mindful of who you are, which is part of your astrological sign or, you know.
You know what's fascinating to me is, okay, I don't know if you could do this, Linda, and Mary, really, this would be just a really fun start to, you know, our journey with you, is, you know, starting from the beginning of the year January, can you tell what the signs are? Because it sounds like you could just run them off all the way to December.
Well, we start with the sign of Aries, which is really starts in the middle of March with, you know, because it's the first sign of spring. We use a tropical zodiac here in the West, so we base everything on the tropics or the seasons. So we start with Aries, then we go to Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, Leo, Virgo, Libra, Scorpio, Sagittarius, Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces. I think I got them all.
Wow. Okay. And is there, you know, I'm a Capricorn, okay.
I'm an Aquarius, which is right after Capricorn.
And you're
I'm
a Pisces. Uh-huh. Tom, what are you?
Yeah, so you're right after each other. So it's Capricorn, Aquarius, and Pisces in the astrological order.
So what do you think that means as us as a team?
Yeah, as the three of us working
means
together.
Means we rock it, girlfriends.
That's right. Yeah, what could that mean?
I know.
Well, it's interesting because typically signs right next to each other don't necessarily understand each other that well, where the Capricorn and Aquarius energy might not get each other, because Capricorn's pretty conservative and serious, where Aquarius is, you know, like we talked before, it's kind of out there, it wants to be unique, and like it doesn't understand why you want to be so serious all the time. But that Pisces energy, Pisces is the last sign of the zodiac, so it really encompasses all the signs. That's why they call it the dustpan or you know, the I'm trying to think of some other words, but it
we're leaving the wind. We just kind of, well, Pisces just kind of go wherever we're
right. You're the universal sign in a lot of ways, and you have compassion for everybody.
Wow, that, yeah. Now, is there a difference between a woman Pisces and a male Pisces?
Probably. I mean, I don't know if I've really looked at it that, you know, on that level, but there's always a difference between male and
female. How are two Pisces together?
You know, two Pisces together would probably either be drunk. Or there'd be great spiritual, you know, teachers to each other, you know, but they would be very quiet with each other. But we also have to look at not just the sun sign, but we got all the other planets that we're looking at too, like the moon and Neptune and Mercury and Venus. All of the planets make up the individual that make up the personality.
Yeah.
Someone may not be dominant as much in their sun sign as maybe they have a lot of, you know, maybe they're a Pisces sun, but they have a lot of Aries in their chart. So maybe Aries is a little bit more significant to that person.
Wow. So, Linda, do you just need the person's birth date and the time they were born?
And the city and state that they were born, like if they were born in Los Angeles, California.
Oh, okay. Okay, and so, and does it take a long time for you to do somebody like that?
Well, in the olden days before computers, you would have to construct something by hand. Now I just plug all that stuff into my computer, and then I come up with what's called a natal chart. And we'll have to show one of those, too, on the blog or the website.
Yeah.
What a natal chart looks like, because it really is a map of the sky. If we take a big circle and we pretend like we're standing in the middle of the universe, it shows, you know, where all the planets were from Earth's perspective, of where they were at that exact moment you were born.
Wow, so interesting. And can you really get some guidance in your life with this?
I think so. I mean, I wouldn't be doing this for 20 years.
I know. What I'm saying is, if you're really having a hard time in your life, you know, our listeners would be able to call you, correct, and have you work with them.
Of course, yeah, because a lot, you know, we want to know, first of all, we want to help, you know, understand ourselves better, at a deeper level. And, you know, why does some person cry over, you know, something that's very sentimental and another person not? You know, it probably has a lot to do with our astrological makeup. Maybe one person has, you know, they have more Capricorn, where they're not, if they're a little more serious, where the Cancer person may have, you know, they may tend to be a lot more sentimental and emotional. So they want to know that stuff about themselves. And then you do, you know, you want to know, you know, what are some of the things that are coming up in my life, or this is going on in my life right now. Can you help me? When is it going to be over with? How can I relate?
I'm curious about age, age and sign. Like, I notice the older I get, and we don't have a lot of time here, but I've become much more independent and just kind of want to be doing my own thing and don't really want to be accountable to, like, anybody but my dog. And I'm just wondering if that's part of, like,
growing up.
I don't know. It's like I'm just really landed in myself, you know.
I think that's becoming more comfortable in your own skin.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
So. And that comes with age, you know, and it's typical, you know, that's very typical of a Capricorn. I think it's true with all of us. You know, the older we get, the more we get settled. I mean, I just want to be home with my cat all the time.
I know, it's crazy. I just want to go home and be with my dog, and I want to get another dog.
Isn't it because they're so unconditional? They love us no matter what.
You know, the other part hasn't worked, so, you know, there's always a dog.
Oh, God, I love it. All right, Linda, where do our listeners find out more about you? I know that you're going to be in our newsletter. You're going to be blogging, and people can learn more about you, but tell us how we can find you.
Well, they can find me through my website, which is ofuniversalmind.net. They can find me on Facebook. They just have to, you know, search my name, Linda Furiati. And I also want to, if it's appropriate, to anybody who's listening who wants to do a reading with me, I will give you $25 off if you just say you came from the Kim Pagano Show.
Okay. Great. Very good. All right. And give them the number and, again, how to find you.
Again, it's It's Linda Fieriotti. It's of universalmind.net. Phone number would be 443-794-5087. Again, 443-794-5087.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Linda.
Thanks,
I look
Linda.
Forward to talking to you again. And thank you for being a part of our show.
Oh, you're welcome. Good luck, ladies. I look forward to seeing y'all again.
Thank you.
Got it. Linda. All right. Well, we are going to take a really quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Dan Griffin. We're going to be talking about his book, A Man's Way Through Relationships. I love it. It's about learning to love and to be loved. And, that's sometimes a problem. And I'm so excited that he's going to be coming here and talking to us a little bit about that. I do want to do a giveaway. And we've got tickets to Wings Over Camarillo Air Show. And that's August 22nd and 23rd. Give us a call right now at 805-419-0008-419. 0008. And again, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Recovery.
And I wanted to give a shout out to Dr. David Villarreal. He specializes in holistic dentistry, which is so important to get out at our age, all of those old fillings.
You don't know how bad that's sometimes.
I had mine redone.
Yeah,
white.
Have them redone. And if nothing else, when you get older and you laugh and you don't see all that metal, I think
silver.
The silver looks so much better. But for health purposes, it's definitely you should have someone take a look at them. And Dr. David is the person to do that. And he can help you with that. And you can give him a call at 805-375-2233 to request a consultation and an appointment.
There you go. And he's really a cool guy. I really like what he does. All right. Stay with us. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Recovery.
Waking up to your aliveness is what Sherry Gaba teaches her clients in person, by phone, or through Skype. Sherry teaches you how to live a life filled with harmony, peace, joy, and purpose, with real tools to change anything in your life, whether it's a relationship, career, financial abundance, anxiety, depression, or any addiction, whether it's alcohol, food, even obsessive love, or the internet. Sherry is a licensed psychotherapist and a certified transformation and recovery coach. Call Sherry at 818-756-3338. Email her at sherry@sgabatherapy.com. And check out her website at www.sherrygaba.com.
DeMone Treatment Centers, based in Southern California, provides innovative and cutting-edge treatment tailored specifically for teens aged 13 to 18 struggling with addiction and mental health issues. With two residential treatment centers in Topanga and Ojai, and two partial hospitalization and outpatient facilities in Bel Air and Ojai, we provide the most effective level of care to meet our clients' unique needs. Our strength-based, solution-focused program empowers our clients to become the engine of their recovery. For more information, go to evolvetreatment.com or call 1-800-665-GROW.
Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you again for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Recovery. I do want to remind you of our 6 to 8 shows every Saturday morning. From 6 to 8, we talk about the brighter side of life and completely different guests and all, and it's a great time, right, Jennifer?
It's fabulous. We love it.
Yeah, we do. Our next guest today is Dan Griffin, and his book is A Man's Way Through Relationships. It's really about learning to love and be loved. And Dan, welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Recovery.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about yourself. Is this your first book?
This is actually my second book, and I've also written co-authored a curriculum.
Oh, okay. And so tell us a little bit about who you are and what your journey is all about.
Sure. So who I am, boy, that's a big question.
I know, huh? It's loaded, right?
Hey, Dan, it's Sherry.
Hi, Sherry. Nice to talk to you.
So glad you came on today.
And yeah, Jennifer, thanks for having me.
I'm excited to hear what you have to say.
Well, thank you. So I, you know, I'm a father, I'm a husband, which really are two of the most important parts of my life. I'm a man in long-term recovery. I just celebrated 21 years of recovery.
Congratulations. That's awesome.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I was 21 when I started the process of recovery, so I've now been sober for half of my life.
That's incredible. Cool. Yeah. That is just, whenever I hear that, I just...
And you know, I want to just, let's just stop on that one for a second, because 21 years old, when you, did you go through a rehab? Recovery?
I did not.
Oh, so you just stopped on your own.
Well, no, I didn't. Okay. I was at college at the time, and a very cool string of events led me to a on-campus counselor who helped me for 8 months, actually, look at my drinking and my other drug use. And literally like a week after I graduated from college, I surrendered and was like, you know what? All right, I'm convinced. I'm good.
What did was it something that someone said? Was it something that happened? I mean, we work with, you know, Dan, in the field, we work with so many young people that, you know.
But I, you know, I mean, I'm just going to tell you what shouted out me. Surrendered.
We've I know,
been,
I saw you.
We've
That's
been
what
hearing
I said
a lot of surrendering. And, you know, you surrender to life, right? You surrendered. You looked at it as like, I could take this road or I could take that road. But something... you know, talk to you. Something talked to you that either that counselor. What was it?
Well, I can tell you quickly, as I think is often the case, especially for young people who find their way into recovery. You know, seeds were planted. A seed was planted when my guidance counselor first told me my sophomore year of high school that he thought my dad was an alcoholic. A seed was planted when a guy at a restaurant asked me one day, out of the blue, which of my parents was an alcoholic, and then ultimately questioned and asked, challenged my own drinking. You know, a seed was planted along the line so that by the time I was at that point, you know, that final piece was when a really good friend of mine and his girlfriend confronted me after a party. And, you know, that was a party that had some pretty serious
drugs.
Some serious consequences for me, even though the consequences were more personal to me, they were still quite serious. And they confronted me. And at that point, I had attempted to quit for a month. I did quit for a month. And to celebrate quitting for a month, of course, I got drunk.
Like any good alcoholic.
I was just going to say, definitely reward yourself.
Exactly. So, you know, I would say it was a string of events, but ultimately them sitting down with me and saying, you know what, this really is a problem and we'll do what we can to help you. And then I reached back out to the counselor and started my journey.
Wow. And did for any time when they were talking to you, did you ever feel like, why are you guys talking? Why are you taking the time? You know, or like be in denial? Were you ever in denial?
Not at that point. At that point, I was at a point of, pretty significant.
So you were ready to get help?
I think so. I mean, yeah. The 8 months had really prepared me for the fact of, like, you know, I had quit a little bit when I was a freshman with the idea that I might be an alcoholic. And, you know, a freshman in high school with no support, it was very difficult. And, you know, I had one friend who was able to convince me that most alcoholics don't think they're alcoholics, and since I thought I was an alcoholic, I must not be an alcoholic.
Yeah, that was a form of denial for sure.
Right.
Wow.
It was probably the great reasoning of another alcoholic.
Right, exactly. He didn't want to lose his drinking partner.
I mean, I want to get into the book. I know we all do, but I just want to ask you if you could just, you know, give one tip for a parent out there that might have a child, or that child saying, look, I can't get sober at 21. I mean, I have a whole life to live. What would you say?
And that's really where I was going is, you know, a lot of people think if you're sober when you're young, are you going to be able to handle your life when you get older? You know, do you have to be sober? Do you ever drink anymore now at all, Dan?
Do I drink anymore?
Yeah. Can you have a social drink?
Oh, no. I wouldn't even venture to try.
Okay, good. I'm glad.
No, so yeah, he has 22 years.
Yeah, yeah, no, I'm glad. I mean, that's, you know, a lot of people think when you're so young that maybe you were addictive at that
point. Well, I think it's like a very immature, I've said the same thing, a very immature thought that how could I go the rest of my life and never drink again?
Correct. That's where I'm going. Do you see what I'm saying? Yeah.
A lot of people don't understand. They don't understand when you say you're, you know, they don't even understand what you mean when you say I have 22 years. You know, we're also talking to an audience of people that aren't in recovery.
Correct.
Well, you're right. You're right. And I mean, it doesn't necessarily always mean the same thing to people. But here's what I will say just very quickly. One, I have been in recovery and engaged in support meetings long enough to hear the stories of the guys who got sober at 18, 19, 20 and decided that they weren't alcoholic. And then how bad their life got.
Yep.
They have written that part of the story for me, and I don't need to do it.
Oh, God, you just gave me chills. I love that because you're learning from other people, and so many of us have to go, wait a minute, don't stop my journey, right? It's like how intelligent if you could see what the writing's on the wall and you took that down. I love that. Again, for anybody that's just joining us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Recovery. We're talking with Dan Griffin. And now, how did you come up? What was your first book? What was the name of your first book?
So it's interesting. So it's a link, right, to this conversation because my first book was called A Man's Way Through the 12 Steps. And it really came out of my own experience, my first 15 years in the 12-step community, of watching how men were responding to recovery, both positively and negatively. And it so happened that my senior year of college, I got exposed to the idea of recovery at the same time that I got exposed to the sociology of gender. Mm. The confluence of those two frameworks was incredibly powerful, and it was something that I took for granted. It was an awareness that I took for granted and assumed everybody else had. But now, after 20 years of attempting to put these ideas out there and now having some of the success that I am, it's become very clear to me that the awareness is not nearly as common as I thought. So I felt moved after watching one more friend in sobriety lose a marriage to write a book and to really kind of put out there, what is it about the 12 steps and the process of recovery that supports us as men and our ideas of being men? And how are parts of the recovery process really diametrically opposed to being men? And how do we consciously move into that and use that as a way to navigate the challenges of recovery? And when I say recovery, I mean it in a very broad way. I mean, by the time I was done interviewing the men that I interviewed for that book, it was so clear to me that the next book was going to be on relationships, because that's all the men talked about was how important the relationships were to them and how hard they found it to be in those relationships.
Wow, I love that. And, of course, now we're talking about a man's way through relationships, learning to love and be loved. Is that hard for men?
Yeah, I was going to say, why are relationships so hard for men?
Well, okay, so that's a great question, right? And here's a really simple response to that, although it's amazingly profound. And again, something that's not that common, I found, in our society's awareness. Think of what I call the man rule.
Okay.
The rules for being a man that we learn very early. Don't cry, don't ask for help, always be strong, don't be weak. Use sex as the primary portal for intimacy. Be tough. Be a protector. I mean, don't show feelings other than anger. The list goes on, right?
Wow. I mean, that's a reality right there. But what makes me think of, what was your relationship with your mom? Did you have a relationship with your mom?
Well, hold on. Before we go there, I want to
that question. Why men have that difficulty? That's important.
Well, yeah. So let me talk about that, because it's really, really important. That's one half of a very, very powerful dichotomy. So you have those man rules that I just mentioned, and imagine them in a list on a piece of paper going down as a column on the left-hand side. And now imagine another list on the right-hand side, and that right-hand side being principles for relationships or characteristics of healthy relationships.
Wow. Okay.
And do you see where this is going?
I totally see where
it's
going.
They're pretty much the antithesis of each other.
Exactly.
They are almost the exact antithesis of one another.
Right.
And what I always remind women and men, but especially women who ask about men in relationships, is I say, look, these man rules, they don't come about in men's lives because this is exactly what works for us. They come about often through an element of coercion, and we internalize them through various mechanisms of society, but we internalize them, and at a core level, we learn that those rules keep us safe. Don't cry, guess what? I stop crying, I stop getting beat up by my dad, and I stop getting made fun of. Don't be vulnerable, guess what? Nobody's making fun of me, and now I get to be tough. Don't show any weakness. Nobody's making fun of me, and people are stopping attacking me and trying to beat me up. Don't show feelings other than anger. Nobody's laughing at me. No, my dad's not calling me a sissy or a little mama's boy anymore. And guess what? Now it's my house.
And these are all the feelings that we want from a man. I mean, as a woman, we want them to be a man to
vulnerable.
We want them to express their feelings. We don't want them to be angry. What about recovery?
But at the same time, we want them to be the man.
I was just going to figure.
I mean, Tom, are you? How does that feel to you? Like as a man, I mean, that's
you're like swimming upstream from the get go.
Yeah,
it's a lose lose.
It is. Oh, go ahead, Tom. Go ahead and tell us.
That's just a perfect analogy of a relationship.
Right.
Tell us what you feel. Okay, let me tell you for you, right? Mm-hmm. You know? Go ahead, Tom.
Go ahead, Tom.
It's the women. One word answer.
It's our fault. It's all our fault.
No, not fault. It's just because of. Not fault. It's the women. That's the problem with our relationships.
You mean being with the women? So maybe you need to stick to dogs, too. I don't know. question, Dan.
It's the women.
Well, it's just like, what now?
I can.
It's like, okay,
yeah.
we'll get this done.
Can you address that?
What's that?
I said, can you help us address that?
Tom needs help.
Well, no, I'm doing fine.
Here's the thing. Most men don't operate with this awareness. I can say that with confidence now because our society, our therapists, our many people, they don't operate with that awareness. And it's not an intellectual awareness. You know, it's not like, hey, am I able to share my feelings with my spouse or my partner? It's what are all the ways that those man rules get in the way? And I have worked with so many men now and talked to so many couples and even so many women. They begin to see that double bind and how deeply it runs. I mean, I can see it in my own life all of the time. It's so much easier to get angry or sulk or go turn on ESPN or some other show than admit that my feelings are hurt or that my shame just got triggered or that I'm feeling afraid, because there's nothing manly about feeling afraid.
I love what you're doing, Dan.
I want to make sure
we get this one question in because we're almost out of time. I can't believe it. You have to come back.
I mean, you have to come back because what you have to say
is so vital.
What's your question?
But people in recovery, you know, their relationships change after they get sober. Why is that?
Well, I'm not sure exactly what you mean.
I think you're right. That was pretty general. But like, I think intimacy changes.
There's trust. You don't have the same level of
they're suddenly sober, and so they suddenly have to be present and aware and awake
to deal with things.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So they weren't present.
So what is it that you? What is a tip for them, and why is that?
So everybody's relationships change when they get into recovery because the primary relationship moves from being the substance to now being other people,
right.
themselves, and you know maybe some idea of spirituality or a higher power.
Right.
So the relationship shifts. Now all of a sudden, though, men are being expected to be in a relationship. And in fact, they're wanting to be in a relationship, maybe more than they had realized or were even capable of before. So if there's one thing I can impart, one piece of advice I can impart upon your listeners, especially if they're primarily women, and it's not necessarily where most people think I'm going, especially women when they interview me, and that is compassion.
Oh, Dan.
Well, you know, Sherry, you said something earlier that I kept wanting to go back to, that addicts are a little bit more sensitive. And something, I can't remember the other word that you said, and it makes sense, compassion.
Love.
Just but I think everybody needs compassion, absolutely. You know? And you know what, Dan, I want my husband to read this book. I'm serious.
I'm actually going to get it immediately.
I think it's so good. Dan, we're going to have you back. We're at the end of our show. Where do we find your book? And again, I mean, we just barely tipped it. I know.
We need him on for an hour.
Yeah. Dan, can you come back with us?
I'd love to come back with you, and I'll tell you what, I will have 3 copies of the book sent to you.
Ooh.
All from my publisher.
Oh,
thank
Dan. You so much. He's the guy.
Yeah, no.
He's the man.
There you go. I love it. No pun intended right there. Right?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. We just barely touched the surface of this. And it really is a profound awareness for people to begin bringing into their lives, men and women, to begin noticing that dichotomy. It transforms a relationship. There's no question about it.
And you made me realize how important it is for a woman to talk to you and read the book. Like, for a minute, I'm like, oh, this is for a man. And then I realized, oh, my God, this is how we can understand men.
Well, it is. I mean, and coming from another guy.
I love it.
I would say as a woman, you almost have to read it for your husband who's in recovery and tell him what he needs to be doing. I know that sounds crazy.
Oh, no, that's way not recovery.
But yeah.
We definitely wouldn't endorse that one.
Not even. That's Jennifer. Okay, so
I'm going to tell you how to do this. Let me read it really fast.
Oh, God. Yeah,
but I will tell you that the next book is a book that I'm doing with Dr. Alan Berger.
You know what?
And the two of us are writing this book to women.
Okay.
Oh,
well, we're
going
to have you back.
Scary.
We're at the end of our show. Thank you so much again for being a part of our show.
Yeah.
And again, we are at the end. And, of course, we always want to end our show with a moment of happiness. A journey of 1,000 miles begins with one single step. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Recovery.